and the Lord with
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine.
Say bye-bye, I say hi-hi. Hi, this is Mike Gold, this is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine once again, and we opened up with Steve Vai, his powerful guitar, and his great sense of humor. The song, The Immortal Ya Go Gak. Tonight, we've got what is undoubtedly one of the few artists that we look forward to with bated breath. I swear, I don't even know what that means, and I look forward to it that way. Yes, Papa Chubby's got a new album out. We're going to play you two tracks, one in about a heartbeat from now. We're also going to be playing you all kinds of groovy tunes, some real surprises. We got Badfinger for you. We got Public Enemy for you. We got Paul Revere. We got the Dixie Cups. Oh, Joan Armatrading, the Ronettes, Jimmy Carl Black, Lefty Diz. Oh, my God. How can we squeeze all that and more into 2 hours, you may ask? The same way they put those 8 great tomatoes in the little bitty can. That's right. I promised you some Papa Chubby. Well, I am a man of my word. This is a 2-record set alive and right here on GetThePointRadio.com, America's true pop culture channel. We'll be right back.
people who always come away. Even looking mothers and those who run away. Me, mother, 10 o'clock is for Superman. Coming to my life, you know I lend a helping hand. Now there's up and down, you better understand. Got me concentrating, hanging like a man. Like a locomotive out of steam. Got a piece of the American dream. Then I got a guitar fell into my hand. Praying for myself, I'm not a company man. Gotta eat your wings if you wanna take my seat. Coming to the old school, I wanna tell me. Now there's a big deal, you better understand. Got me conscious and hanging like a man. Is whining that the record sales, how the sun's are shining. Try to blame the mama, the sister, and the daddy. They should just sit back and roll a fatty. Let the smoke allow the focus clouding up their brain. Off all the thinking battles, money, sex, and fame. All the life perception, all the misproduction. Sit and cut the bag while they let the devil fuck them. Maybe they can find a way to make a new solution. Help the fellow man make a contribution. Wanna pay your dues? Gotta pay your dues. Don't call easy.
Thank you. I wouldn't be in so much misery. Yes, if I could forget about you, baby, I wouldn't be in so much misery. Yes, but I think I understand, baby. You must have put your whammy on me. Yes, I'm falling for now, baby. Oh, I just can't let you go. Yes, I just found out, baby. Oh, I just can't let you go. Yes, you got me all turned around, baby. Why you wanna treat me like this, I just don't know. Put your whammy on me. Sometimes I drink all day. They say help you to forget. Sometimes I drink all day. They say help you to forget.
Before you started.
Yeah.
Now, let me hear that guitar now. Lord have mercy, that sounds good to me. Woo!
tell it everywhere I go. If you leave me, honey, you know it's gonna hurt me so. Well, I love you, baby, go on, tell it everywhere. Well, she knocks me out the way she ever has.
Cheating and you're midnight creeping, I'm gone. I'm tired of your jiving, your shucking and conniving. I'm gone. Too late, too late, too late. Tired of your jiving and your scheming and conniving, I'm gone. You never make my bed and you're burning up my bread, I'm gone. I'm tired of your cheating and your midnight creeping, I'm gone. You never call me honey and you're spending up my money, I'm gone. Too late, too late, too late.
Yeah. Wow. If you can play guitar half as good as any of those guys, I want to hear it. We led with Papa Chubby off of his new two-disc live LP. That is Life is a Beatdown. Woke up this morning, Jimmy Carl Black did, the Indian of the group. That group this time being Route 66 Blues Band. Freddie King, she put the whammy on me. Sonny Terry, Johnny Winter, Willie Dixon, Steve Humrick, they all got together to do Woo Wee Baby. And Lefty Diz brought up the rear with Too Late, Hardly. He sat in on Hound Dog Taylor's first album for Alligator, which, if I'm not mistaken, was Alligator Records' first album. Had a little premiere party at Alice's Revisited in Chicago. Ha, what a night. What a night. Okay, some of you folks have been saying that you kind of like the little sort of tease theme contesty thing I do pretty regularly lately. So we're going to do it again. We're going to tax your patience. It's about the only thing that hasn't been taxed, really. You figure it out. We got a half hour worth of music for you. I think it's like 7 or 8 tunes. If I could count that high, I'd know for sure. You should be able to figure it out by, I'd say the second or third. If you're really smart, you'll figure it out from the very first one, but then you'd just be guessing. So, with only slightly further ado, we're going to open up with Badfinger, but first we're going to find out what this is not.
Mike, go!
This is no social crisis!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point!
Going fast. If you want it, here
what we lost. Come at the grand light, making a stand. The smell of death is all around. And at night when the cold wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. To the sacred place. This ain't a dream, I can't escape. Molding some fangs, but picking up bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries something ain't right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. Live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a bed cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Sudden, I feel a chill. Victor is grinning, flesh is riding away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close, then you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Oh no. Oh no. I don't want to live my life again.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Strange. People, people,
we are the same. No, we're not the same, 'cause we don't know the game.
We can't get careless. You say, what is this? My beloved, let's get down to business. Mental self-defense or fitness. The rest is show.
You got to throw the punch, you know.
To make everybody see. In order to fight the powers that be. Fight the power. Fight the power.
Yeah. be your guide, oh my Yoda. Yo, 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 Yoda. I know Darth Vader's really got you annoyed, but remember if you kill him, then you'll be unemployed, oh my Yoda. Yo, 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 Yoda.
Yo! get it?
In some ways, that was kind of tough because they're all from movies. They all really kind of took over their movies, those movies, you know? But those movies are over several decades. For example, Badfinger, in a song written by Paul McCartney, who I believe produced it. It was on Apple Records. That was Come and Get It. It was from the Peter Sellers' Ringo Starr movie, Magic Christian, written by Terry Southern, who did Dr. Strangelove and was part of the original writing crew of Saturday Night Live. Great stuff. Great movie. Blondie followed from American Gigolo, Call Me. The Ruddles from the Ruddles TV special, the lowest rated television special in NBC's history as of that time, produced by Lorne Michaels of Saturday Night Live. The Ruddles live on. Certainly, Lorne Michaels lives on. That was Good Times Roll. The Ramones, Pet Sematary. You figure that one out. Public Enemy, Fight the Power. And just because I have a really warped and diseased mind, I wanted to go from Public Enemy to Weird Al Yankovic. That song was a ringer. It wasn't in a movie. It was about a movie. The song was Yoda. It was about that Star Wars thing. The new Star Wars movie is going to be released in about a heartbeat. It's going to make $42 gazillion, more money than Uncle Scrooge can conceive of. So I felt like, you know, just sort of thumbing my nose a tiny little bit. And then we went to Oh Lucky Man from the movie of the same name, Alan Price from the original Animals. Malcolm McDowell, one of his first. Really, really good movie. Check it out. And then we wound it up with Light of Day, Bruce Springsteen's version of his own song. The movie Light of Day was pretty much the entirety of Joan Jett's acting career in movies. She's done a lot of work on stage. That was with Michael J. Fox. My old buddy, the late Del Close, was in that. Gina Rowlands. Good movie. I enjoyed the hell out of it. Bruce wrote that song, gave it to Joan for the movie. I felt like hearing his version. We play a lot of Joan Jett here. Matter of fact, I think this is one of the few weeks we're not playing any Joan Jett. So that was all movie music after a fashion. Hope you got it. Hope you get it. We're going to the Revolutionary War in a heartbeat, but first we're going to discover some nomenclature.
What's your name?
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
Yeah.
we're sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about henna, 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 Aiko, Aiko, Ande, Giacomo, Fino, Anale, Giacomo, Finale. Look at my king all dressed in red, Aiko, Aiko, Ande, I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Giacomo Finale, talking about henna, 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 Aiko, Aiko, Ande, Giacomo Fino, Anande, Giacomo Finale. My flag boy and your flag boy sitting by the fire. My flag boy told your flag boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about henna, 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 Aiko, Aiko, Ande, Giacomo Fino, Anande, Giacomo Finale. See that guy all dressed in green, Aiko, Aiko, Ande, he's not a man, he's a loving machine, Giacomo Finale. Talking about henna, 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 Aiko, Aiko, Ande, Giacomo Fino, Anande, Giacomo Finale. Talking about henna, 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 Aiko, Aiko, Ande, Giacomo Fino, Anande, Giacomo Finale. Giacomo Finale.
No, I love you like I do. No, I do. Don't know why I love you. Don't know why I care. I just want your love to share. I wonder why I love you like I do. Is it because I think you love me too? I wonder why I love you like I do, like I do.
look for me all your life. Told you I was married. You said, baby, it don't seem right. One touch from your finger and I'm burning. I can't wait to kiss you on the mouth. And I can't contain this yearning. And I can't seem to put the fire out. I went up to your apartment only to be polite. It's late, I started leaving, but you got in the way so nice. That look in your eyes, I'm learning, would melt a tyrant's heart. But I really must be going, and I'll see you later, sweetheart. I really must be going, and I'll see. Changed and unchanged my mind, but this one had to stay. I knew that if we started, I'd be lost and so would you. Though we both regret our parting, we are bound. Soft voice crying. One touch from your finger and I'm burning. I can't wait to kiss you on the mouth. But I can't contain this yearning. And I can't seem to put the fire out. That look in your eyes, I'm learning, would melt a tyrant's heart. But I
Dan drops in about 5 o'clock and hollers, rave on, children, I'm with you. Rave on, cat, she cried. It's almost dawn and the cops are gone. Let's all get Dixie fried. Well, old Dan walked in, he looked all around, and everything hushed and there wasn't a sound. He pulled off his coat and said the night is short. He reached in his pocket and he flashed a quarter and hollered, rave on, children, I'm with you. Rave on, cats, he cried, but it's almost dawn and the cops are gone. Let's all get Dixie fried. Right now.
wasn't shaving. The hip cats knew the better. Jump and hop, for he was born and raised in a butcher shop. He hollered, rave on, children, I'm with ya. Rave on, cats, he cried. It's almost dawn and the cops are gone. And let's all get Dixie fried. Go fried now! Was about. I heard him holler when they led him away. He turned his head and this is what he had to say. He hollered, rave on, children, I'm with you. Rave on, cats, he cried. It's almost gone and the cops are gone. And it's all get Dixie fried. Well, old Dan was the bravest that we ever saw. He let us all know he wasn't scared of the law. Through the black crossbars, he tossed a note to his dear. Said, it ain't my fault, hon, that I'm in here. And hollered, rave on, children, I'm with ya. Rave on, cats, he cried. It's almost dawn and the cops are gone. Let's all get Dixie fried. Fried now, fuck! Rave on, children, I'm with ya. Rave on, cats, he cried. It's almost dawn.
Tonight, the light of love is in your eyes. what you're doing to me, doo-doo-doo-doo.
Whoa, jeez, the killer woke me up. That was, starting off from the very, very tippity-top, Paul Revere and the Raiders, they're hungry. The Dixie Cups, Iko, Iko. I was stuck in traffic a couple of days ago, and like most people who are stuck in traffic and don't want to whip out a book to read, you're reading the license plates, right? And the license plate right in front of me was Iko Iko. I thought that was really cool. Unfortunately, it's kind of rude to like get out of the car, bang on the window, and say, wow, great license plate, but I wanted to. Dion and the Belmonts, I Wonder Why. The Ronettes, Be My Baby. Joan Armatrading, I Really Must Be Going. Carl Perkins with actually an alternate take of Dixie Fried. If you notice, a couple of nuances are different there. The Shirelles followed with Will You Love Me Tomorrow? Will You Even Remember My Name? And bringing up the rear, that killer Jerry Lee Lewis, he did himself a little rock and roll medley, and we're better off for it. We're going to class up the joint in just a heartbeat. But first, some advice to me.
Mike, go!
You talk too much.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
I'm
up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face,
up on the roof,
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
We opened and closed that set with Cole Porter. The first tune was recorded by U2. It's Night and Day. The Drifters, Up on a Roof. Joe Jackson, who also covered Night and Day. That was Junkie Diva. And we closed with Sam Butera and the Witnesses. That was Cole Porter's I Love Paris. Wherein lies this week's big rant? Everybody and their mother has been talking about the ISIS attack on Paris. We all identify with it. We all sympathize with them. And, you know, we're a little bit worried about our own futures, too, as well we should. This is a weird kind of war. It's just as weird to us as the Revolutionary War was to the British, because we, the Americans, did not fight by the rules. We invented a whole new form of warfare. Essentially, we invented guerrilla warfare. And now ISIS, which believes it's a country, and it is in their minds, but not a country that you can attack or invade or bomb. They're all over the world doing this sort of shit. We're dealing with it pretty good, actually, because their goal is to terrorize. Their goal is not to kill. They weren't deciding to, like, kill those Parisians. They were terrifying the whole world by the arbitrariness of their act. They go to a rock club, they kill this guy, they skip that guy, they kill this girl, they skip that girl. There's plenty of things we can do, but just not traditional warfare. I think the days of traditional warfare are behind us, and I think it's the nerds that are going to win this war for us. Honest, it certainly isn't the politicians, any of them. It probably isn't the diplomats, because this is a religious war that goes beyond diplomacy. Folks in Paris, we love you, not just for the Statue of Liberty, not just for your help in creating the United States of America during the Revolutionary War, but for the massive impact you've had on global culture back in the 1920s and 1930s. Parisians provided us with the world's largest safe house for black music, for jazz, for blues. A great many performers moved out there because they were just sick and tired of discrimination here in the United States. They continued their careers. Their careers grew. When those musicians returned, when their music returned, our culture grew. In some ways, that was the roots of rock and roll, the growth of jazz, the growth of blues. And we have the French to thank for that, for providing that safe house. And we're with you. And I'll be with you again next week. This is Mike Gold on Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine, found on the internet at getthepointradio.com. Taking us home, a rather lengthy track from that brand new Papa Chubby album. Good night, folks.
This is called Rock on Blues, man. You better rock on.
Rock on, blues man. Feather on down the road. There's a fire burning, a burning in your soul. Know you better rock on. You know you better rock
of
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind.
He sure got some funny ideas about fun.
You bet my sweet ass.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
Get the point.